All right, today's daf is Menachos daf Tzadi Gimel, the last full daf in the 10th parak of Masechus Menachos. We got to the top of the daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots. Hayoresh Somech. So if you recall, we had the Mishnah on daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah discussed Smicha. We started the sugi of Smicha yesterday, and we said that all Karbanos HaTzibur do not get Smicha, except for two. There was some sort of Kabbalah that there are only two exceptions to that rule of Karbanos HaTzibur that do get Smicha. We had a Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, which two are the exceptions to the rule. Parhel and Dovah Shel Tzibur is definitely on the list, and then the question of whether the Sierra of Chav or Sierra Mishtaleach is the second one on the list. But then, the second part of the Mishnah was that Karbanos HaYachid all do require Smicha except for Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. And then the third halach of the Mishnah, which we're going to touch on now, was that a Yoresh is Somech, and the Mishnah mentioned Derech Agav, is that a Yoresh also is maybe Nesachim and Meimar and can create Tmura. But primarily, for our purposes, we wanted to know that the Yoresh is Somech, that someone who yashins his father's karban can do the smicha. So says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Chananya Kameh Derava, Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimar, that a Yoresh cannot do the smicha, and the Yoresh cannot do tmura, so which is exactly against our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a Yoresh is Somech, and that a Yoresh is Meimar, that he can affect tmura. So, Frakti Gemara Va'anan Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Yoresh Somech, Umevi Es Nesachim, Umeimar, Es Nesachav Umeimar, that a Yoresh can be Somech, he could be Mevi the Nesachim, and he can be Meimar, so he can do all of these things. So, how can you say that he's not allowed to do any of these things? So, Amar Lei, Ifcha'i. So he said back, okay, you have to switch it around. So, what does that mean? First of all, Ifcha'i is a very strange word. We don't find with a yud at the end of it too much. So if you look at the Shittim Gvetzes Nos Aleph, so he says Ipcha va'os yud nimchak. It should be Amar Lei Ipcha, that he said back to him Ipcha, but the letter yud does not belong there. The letter yud should be erased. Okay, so says the Gemara. So he said, okay, so switch it around. Meaning, if the Shita is the exact opposite of what it says in the Mishnah, so you should switch the Shita. So Amar Lei, lo, what's the gear? So lo tzricha. You don't need to switch anything around. It could be that it's machlokas tanoim, masnisin money, Rabbi Yehudahi. It could very well be that the Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, Detanya, because we have a Braisa that expresses two opinions of Tanaim in regards to whether Yoresh does smicha or not. The Brice says Yoresh Somech, Yoresh Meimar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimar. So we said Masnisin Mani Rabbi Yehudi. The Masnisin was reference to the Brisa that we quoted over here, not the Mishnah that we have in Sadi Beis Amud Aleph. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that he's Eino Somech, he's Eino Meimar. But the Tana of our Mishnah absolutely holds that a Yoresh is Somech and is Meimar. So that's the basic machlokas. So Frak the Gemara, okay, now that we know what they argue about, let's try to figure out what's behind the machlokas. Why does each one say what they hold? So my time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that a Yoresh doesn't do smicha and he can't affect Mura, but specifically smicha is more important to us right now? Says the Gemara, we darshan karbano velo karban aviv, that you only do smicha on karbano, but not karban aviv, not the karban of your father. So that's how we know that Yoresh can't do smicha. So if the yal of tchilas hegdish be sof hegdish, and we learn the din of tchilas hegdish from the din of sof hegdish, meaning what's the mas sof hegdish Yoresh eino somech, af tchilas hegdish Yoresh eino meimar. Just like tchilas hegdish is smicha, just like sof hegdish, which is smicha at the very end, the last thing you do before the shechita, because there's a din of take of the smicha shechita, so the last thing you do before the shechita is the smicha, so that's sof hegdish. So to the tchilas hegdish, which is when you do a tamura, and that first grants kedusha to a new animal, so that also is cannot be done by a yoresh. Yorish. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's din. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a drasha that tells you that a Yorish can't do smicha. Once, and that's the Ikar drasha. Once there's a drasha that tells you a Yorish can't do smicha, we connect that back to Tamura as well. That a Yorish cannot do Tamura. That's Rabbi Yehuda. V'Rabbanan, and what are the Rabbanan going to do? How are the Rabbanan going to understand why Yorish can do smicha? A Yorish can affect Tamura. Hamer Yamir l'rabos as a Yoresh, that the double lashon comes to include the Yoresh in smicha as well. V'yalev sof hagdish in tamura, and v'yalev sof hagdish mitchilas hagdish. And the rabbanon also agree that there's a connection between sof hagdish and tchilas hagdish. So if there's a drasha that tells us that when it comes to tamura that a Yoresh is included, so mela the Yoresh is going to be included in regards to smicha as well. So therefore, matchila sagdish yorish meimar, avsof hagdish yorish somech. Just like a tchila sagdish yorish can do tmura, so sof hagdish also the yorish could do smicha. V'rabbanon hay karbano may avid lei. What do the rabbanon do with the word karbano? Meaning, after all, Rabbi Yehuda's source is karbano, that smicha is only done on his karban, can't be done on his father's karban. What are the rabban going to do with that? It says karbano, so karbano velo karban oved kochavin. They learn it that it's karbano and not a karban of a guy. Karbano velo karban chavero. That you do smicha on your own karban, but not on the karban of your friend, not on somebody else's karban. Karbano l'rabos kol bale karban l'smicha, and karbano also comes to include all the balei karban to be able to do smicha, comes to be marbe all the various balei karban to do smicha. Meaning, if let's say you have shutvim, that all of them are included in the smicha requirement. Remember, we discussed yesterday when we were giving the basic background to the idea of smicha. We said that there is a machlokas tanaim when it comes to karban ashutvim. The rabbanon hold that there is a chi of smicha, and all of the shutvim need to do the smicha b'zeh achazeh. In this is the gemara where it says that's indisputable, that what the rabbanon hold is not up for debate. The rabbanon clearly hold all of the shutfim do smicha. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The Gemara is not sure what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Either he's moded to the Rabbanan, or he holds that a carbon of shutfim does not have a chi of smicha. And even within the side of the Gemara that we're about to see, that Rabbi Yehuda's cholik on the Rabbanan, it's a machlokas rishonim, what he means when he's cholik on the Rabbanan. Does he say that the carbon is brought without any smicha whatsoever? Or Rabbi Yehuda just says that you don't need all of the shutvim to do smicha, just get one of them to do smicha. But he's still moda that smicha is required. So that's the dispute in terms of how to understand the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbanan, indisputable, they learn karbano l'rabos kol balei karban l'smicha, to include all the balei karban l'smicha. Rabbi Yehuda l'rabos kol balei karban l'smicha lesle, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this idea of the rabbos kol bali karban l'smicha. He doesn't think all the shutfim need to do smicha. So again, what does he hold? So that's up for debate. Either he holds that only one guy does it, or he holds that nobody does it. That's up for debate. V'inami islay ovid kochavim v'chavero mechad kra. Or maybe the way Rabbi Yehuda works out the psukim is the fact that an ovid kochavim and chavero, that you're not allowed to do smicha on an animal of a guy or on an animal that belongs to somebody else, that's all mechad kra. That we all learn from one pasuk. You don't need two karbanos to teach me that, and therefore mechad kra nafka ayasulei trei krai, and therefore you're left with two more karbanos, chad karbano velo karbanaviv, one to tell me that a yorish does not do smicha, v'idach l'rabos kalbali karban l'smicha, and the third karbano will be left to still teach you this din about the shutfim, that all of the different shutfim will do smicha. So that's what we were referring to before when we said two deos in the Gemara within what Rabbi Yehuda holds. It all depends if you hold Rabbi Yehuda reserves one karbano to teach me that shutfim do smicha, or he doesn't deserve a karbano to teach me that shutfim do smicha. But all of this was in the context of discussing what do the Rabbanan do with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk. But the Rabbanan Yochanan also had a pasuk. So now we got to flip it around. For Rabbi Yehuda, Hay Hamer Yamir Mayavilei. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Rabbanan's pasuk, which implied, which taught that Tmura can be done by a Yoresh and Mimela? Once Tmura can be the Tchilas Hagdish can be done by a Yoresh, so Hagdish should be able to be done by a Yoresh as well. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that drasha? Mibayilei LeRabbel Sasi Isha. He uses that not to be marba a Yoresh, but to be marba an Isha. The Tanya Lefisha called the Inyan Kulo Enu Medaber El Blashon Zachar. So since the entire Inyan is all written Blashon Zachar, so we need something to be Marban Isha. Tamalam Ramer Yamir. For Rabbanan Darshi Mi Ve'im. And the Rabbanan agree that an Isha can also affect Tamura, but they Darshin from a different word. They'll Darshin from the word Ve'im. For Rabbi Yehuda, Ve'im Lo Darish. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think Ve'im is enough of a nuance to Darshin such a halacha that women can do Smicha. Now this drasha, karbono velo karbon chavero. So later on, the Gemara brings a drasha from the fact that it says yado, that it comes to be mimait yad shlucho. So on the one hand, we have a drasha karbono velo karbon chavero, and on the other hand, we have a drasha yado velo yad shlucho, that his own hand has to be involved, not yad shlucho. That's going to be on Amud Beis inside the Gimel Amud Beis. So the Karanora wonders, why do I need the drasha of the Gemara over here of karbono velo karbon chavero if even when you appoint a shliach, which is even stronger, the shliach is not allowed to do the smicha. Kol shkein, a stam person can't be somech on your karban. So the Karen Aron explains that the drasha of the Gemara about v'lo yad shlucho is only in regards to, and this is a critical distinction, is only in regards to the mitzvahs habaylim of doing smicha. The chiyuv that the baylim of the karban has to do smicha cannot be fulfilled by making a shliach to do the smicha for you. We know in general there are certain mitzvahs that we can do al yidei shliach, other mitzvahs that we cannot do al yidei shliach. We can be mekadesh nisha al yidei shliach. We cannot put on tefillin al yidei shliach. So we've discussed several times in the past exactly what the chiluk is, which kinds of mitzvahs are able to be done al yidei shliach. Shita tosrid, ktsos. Okay, a whole Torah Rav Elchanan Wasserman is a beautiful piece. But the point is, when it comes to the mitzvah of smicha, we need a special drasha to tell us that it's a mitzvah that one cannot be mekayim al yidei shliach. That's in terms of the mitzvahs habaylim. But says the Karen Ora, there's a second element to the mitzvah of smicha. Not the chiv and the baylim, but that the korban itself needs smicha. So granted, the baylim won't be mekayim is mitzvah. But what about just having smicha on the korban? So the kim smicha on the korban is mekayev. Maybe that the korban is mekayev, maybe you would say that someone else doing smicha would work for the kiyum mitzvah on the karban. So that's why we have a drasha, karbano velo karban chavero, that if you are not the bala karban, not only can you not fulfill the mitzvah of smicha for the bala karban, but the chiyuv of having smicha done on the animal cannot be done by anybody but the Baal HaKarban. In Likutei Halachos, Chafetz Chaim writes that if the Torah would have written Yado, we would not have been able to learn from a Kal V'chomer that a person can't be Somech Al Karban Chavero, if it would have just said Yado, because we would have said Yado V'lo Yad Chavero, and we never would have assumed the Halach of Shliach. He gives a much simpler answer, much more basic answer, that what was our whole kasha? Why do I need a drasha Yado V'lo Yad Shlucho? After all, I already know Karbano V'lo Karban Chavero. So he says, where does the word Shliach appear in the word Yado? We only knew to darshin yadav lo yad shlucho that even a shliach doesn't work because we have already been mima'et other people. So one might have thought, okay, but maybe shliach is different because shluch shalom kamoso. So no, shliach isn't different. That second drasha, it's the fact that we have two drushas. That's how we know to exclude a shliach from doing smicha as well. Now in this issue of karbanov lo karban ovid kochavim, Tosos asks that why do I need karbanov to be mima'et karban ovid kochavim? Previously, we had learned from Bnei Yisrael that only Bnei Yisrael are somchin, ain't of the chavim somchin. So why do I need two drashas? Again, very similar question to the last one. Why do I need two drashas to tell me that an ovid chavim doesn't do smicha? So he says that previously, there's room to say that since the ovid chavim is not roy to do the smicha, so it's it's appropriate to have someone else be somech for him. So kamash malan, that you can't even a Jew doesn't do smicha on the carbon of an Ovid Kochavim. That not only does he have, and again, if you use that same lamdus of the Karenora, that there are two chiyuvim, that there's a chiyuv habaylim and then there's a chiyuv hakarbon, so you would say that one drasha comes to tell me that a guy is mufka from the chiyuv habaylim of smicha, that he has no requirement as the baylim to do smicha, and the other drasha comes to teach me that forget about the chiyuv habaylim, we still might have thought that the carbon requires smicha, and since the guy can't do it, let's someone else go ahead and do it. So that's what the additional drasha comes and tells me, that a carbon of an Ovid Kochavim, that an Ovid Kochavim was mafrish, does not require smicha. So says the Dvar Avram, according to that Tosfos, let's say you have someone who's a guy, mafrish a carbon, and before he's makriv the carbon, he's megayer. Does he require smicha? So he says, in this case, it would seem, according to Tosos, still does not require smicha. Because if the entire miut of smicha from a carbon of a guy was because he's not a bar smicha, so a smicha sovid kochavim is not a smicha ru'uya, he's not able to do smicha, well then you would say, okay, but now he's a Jew, so now he is able to do smicha once he's megayer. However, since we say that there's a second drasha to be mechadish to us, that a carbon, that an ovid kochavim was mafrish, never has a chiv smicha chal on it at all, so mela, even now that he's become a Jew, since he was mafresh the carbon as a guy, there was never a chiv smicha that was chal on the carbon at all. The Emek Bracha raises the following chakira. And again, very similar to what we were saying, all the achronim talk around the same basic chakira. The Emek Bracha raises the following chakira. Do we say that the ikar mitzvah smicha is on the baal ha-carbon, that he has to be somech on the carbon that he brings, but it's not a din in the etzem ha-carbon that the carbon itself requires smicha? Or do you say that it's a chovas ha-carbon and part of the maisa ha-krav of what you do on the carbon, and even though it's not ma'akev, the carbon, the part of the din ha-krav of a carbon is that the carbon needs smicha? Is it a din on the bailim or a din on the carbon? So we've been assuming until now both, that there are two elements. So the Emek Bracha says you could prove from Tosfos that we just quoted about the guy who says that even though of the Chavim are excluded from Smicha, there still would have been a Havamina to say that someone else should do Smicha for them. So you see from there that the Iker Din Smicha must be a Chiv on the Karban. Unclear whether you really see that, or you see that in addition to a normal chiyuv bailim, there's also a chiyuv smicha on the carbon. But minimally, what you do see is that there is some sort of chiyuv smicha on the carbon. Otherwise, I wouldn't need a special drasha to be mima'et a Jew from doing smicha on a guy's carbon once I've already been mima'et a guy from doing smicha on his own carbon. So therefore, at least you see that there is that there's some sort of chiyuv smicha on the carbon. Okay. Now, in terms of Shutfim doing smicha, so we just had this whole discussion, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, where the Rabbanan say Shutfim on a carbon, everyone does smicha, one right after the other. Rabbi Yehuda maybe agrees, maybe disagrees. So in terms of that idea of smicha sa Shutfim, there is a Tosefta. Tosefta says, Chamisha sheyivu zevach echad kulan somchin alav, velo kulan keechad somchin alav, el kol echad veechad somich v'nistalik. And that's how the Rabbanan passes as well. Not everyone at the same time. You have one after the other. They go in a row, one after the other. Why can't they all do it at the same time? So the Marie Korkus writes, because it's a chatzitza. You're not allowed to have anything be chotzeitz between you and the animal when you do smicha on the animal. So if your friend's hands and someone else's hands and someone else's hands are on the animal and your hands are on top of them, so then that's a chatzitza between you and the animal. So l'chora would turn out, according to Marie Korkus, if let's say you had only two shutfim in the animal and the animal had a big head, and there was enough room for your hands and your friend's hands, then there would be no problem with you with both shutfim doing smicha. It's not fundamental that you can't have two shutfim do smicha at the same time. It's practical that you can't have a chatzitza, and there's no way everyone's going to be able to fit their hands on the animal at the same time. That is the Marie Korkus. The Radvaz, however, writes that since it says yadon, and it doesn't say yadam, sounds like even when there's no chashash of chatzitza, you have to have only one person do smicha at a time. That's what we learn from yado below yadam. Brisker Rav writes that which the Rambam says, Lo shiyismichu kulan bebasachas, he means not everyone needs to do smicha bebasachas. You're able to do smicha one right after the other, but if you want, you can do smicha bebasachas. Sounds much more like the Mari Korkus and much less like the Radvaz. That's how the Brisker Rav reads into the Rambam, that if you manage to get around the chashash of chatzitza, there's makom barosha behema, there's enough space on the animal's head for multiple people to do smicha, then you can do you can do smicha. Interestingly, the Ravid disagrees with Aldin. The Ravid says carbon shutvim, all of them are samech biachad. It's not a chatzitza problem at all. And what he means to say probably is that in general min bimino eino chotzeitz, that we have a rule chatzitza cannot be created by something that's the same min as either the item being held or the item doing the holding. So min bimino is not chotzeitz. So the ikur din of chatzitza is that your hands have to touch behema. So if your hands are touching other hands, well, hands and hands are the same thing. So you're just not out of a cloth between your hands and the animal. That's the problem of chatzitza. But having something that's the same is not going to be a problem. Which raises the question, of course, what are all the other Rishonim going to do with that concept of min v'mino eino chotzeitz? Everyone agrees that there exists such a concept of min v'mino eino chotzeitz, so how are the other Rishonim going to understand min v'mino eino chotzeitz? That's the discussion that the Rishonim have. Tos Rishonim writes that there's a drash in Toras Kohanim that eino maniach yadav zu al gabe zu b'shas smicha, because of chatzitza, and from there they learn that you're not allowed to have davar chotzeitz being yadav lebehema b'shas micha. You can't have anything being chotzeitz at all, and therefore we understand why shutfim can't be samech biyachad, because by smicha there's a chiddush din, special drasha, that even though normally we say min b'mino ein chotzeitz, it's a chiddush din by smicha, that Taurus Kohanim has a special drasha that min b'mino is chotzeitz when it comes to smicha. And one final issue to discuss before we move on. It's pretty easy, Daf. We'll finish on time. One final issue to discuss is the issue of Tekef L'smicha Shechita. The Tzefnas Paneach asked the Kasha that if a carbon shutfim, everyone does smicha on it, baza achar zeh, one after the other, which is how the Rambam understood and how the Tosefta seems to say Beferish. So how are the first people being mekayim their mitzvah smicha in light of the requirement of Tekef L'smicha Shechita, that the Shechita has to come immediately after the smicha? I'll do smicha, then my five friends are going to do smicha, and then the Shechita will happen. It's not at all Tekef. So the Tzafnas Paneach writes that the yisod of the din of Tekef is a din in the Shechita, it's not a din in the smicha. Meaning, the Shechita needs to be after the smicha, immediately after the smicha. The smicha does not need to be, in order for the smicha to be valid, it does not need to be immediately before the shechita. So since it's not a din in the smicha, it's a din in the shechita, I can be yotze, my mitzvah of smicha, even if shechita doesn't happen right afterwards. Shechita is only a good shechita if it follows immediately after a smicha, which in this case, it does, and therefore it's perfectly valid, it's perfectly fine. And that's what the Mikdash David in Simon Chav Dalid wonders, how you could be mekayim, the mitzvah of smichas si'ira mishtaleach, what about the din, Tekef L'smicha Shechita, right? So he has the same basic idea. He says that since the Gemara says that the chiyaso l'tzuk hi shechitaso, don't tell me that shoving it off the cliff by the Seir Mishtalech, that is the Shechita, and therefore you mekayim Tekef L'smicha Shechita, because shoving it off the cliff is not in the Azara. It's nowhere near the smicha. Smicha was in the Azara. So he says, no, over there by the Seir Mishtalech, there's no chiyav Shechita. If there's no chiv shchita, there's no din of Tekef L'smicha Shechita. Because Tekef L'smicha Shechita is not a din in the smicha. Smicha is valid without Tekef L'smicha Shechita. It's a din in the shchita, that when you do shchita on an animal that requires smicha, the shchita needs to be done right after the smicha. But when there's no din shchita and there is a din smicha, normally we have the other way around. There's a din shchita and no din smicha. But that's an unusual karban. There's no din shchita, there's yes a din in smicha. So the din of smicha doesn't require Tekef L'smicha Shechita.
Okay, one last point. Then the next mission is all about take off the smicha shechita. The Brisker Rav points out that the MS, the chiv smicha that's mitzad the karban that requires smicha, it's good enough if one of the shutvim would have done smicha on it. Meaning, if you look at the chiv smicha as two separate components, a chiv on the bailin to do smicha and a chiv on the karban to get smicha. In terms of the chiv on the karban to get smicha, one of the shutvim would have been enough. Because even though we are mimait that one person can't be somech al karban chaver. But a shutaf has a chelik in the karban, and through his smicha, since he has a chelik in the karban, he can be mekayim the mitzvah of smicha that the karban requires. Elamai, in addition to the chiv that the karban needs to get smicha, there's also a din in the balea karban that each of the balea karban need to do smicha, and that's why the Rabbanon hold, and perhaps Rabbi Yehuda also, that each of the Bailim need to do smicha separately, not because the carbon requires it, but because the Bailim have such a chiyuv that they each need to do a smicha on the carbon. That's in distinction to what the Sfasemis holds. Sfasemis holds even mitzad the chiyuv of the carbon, all of the shutvim need to do the smicha because each one is only being somech on his chelek that he owns in that carbon. On the chelek chavero, it's carbon. I don't have the ability to do smicha on my friend's chelek in the karban. So Sfasemis views it differently than the Brisker Rav. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. Vayitu now. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Somchin, everyone could do smicha, chutz mecher shon tevikatam sumav avikam vashliach v'isha. So everyone except for all those people, except for Cheresh, Shota, Katan, blind person, Ovid, Kochavim, Eved, Shliach, Isha, all of them cannot do smicha. Usmicha shiari mitzvah, ala rosh bebezi adayim. Smicha is the shirayim of a mitzvah, which is an unusual expression. What does that mean? It's shiari mitzvah. So pashtus is what it means is it's not ma'akev, that even if you don't do smicha, it's still, the carbon's still kosher. You do it on the head of the animal, bebezi adayim, and here it is, ubemakom shesomchin shochtin. You shech the animal in the place where you do the smicha, v'tek of the smicha shechita, and not only in the place, but it's got to be immediately after the smicha. You do the shechita. So that's the Mishnah. So basically, the Mishnah taught us three dinim. Din number one are all the people that are put from smicha. Din number two is how to do it on the head of the animal with two hands. And din number three is the din of take off the smicha shechita. Got to be in the same place, and it's got to be immediate to do take off the smicha shechita. Now, the reason that an isha that brings a carbon does not do smicha is learned from Bnei Yisrael. We dash in Bnei Yisrael v'lo Benos Yisrael. So Tosfos asks, wait a second, why do I need any special drasha to tell me that an isha, that's going to be the first, why do I need any special drasha to tell me that an isha doesn't need to do smicha? Anyway, it's a mitzvah shazman grama. Women are part of a mitzvah shazman grama. Why is it a mitzvah shazman grama? Smicha can only be done by yom. You can't do smicha b'layla. It can only be done by yom. Male, it's mitzvah shazman grama. Women are pater. So why do I need to be told that women don't do smicha? So Tosos in Kiddushin writes that one could have said that since smicha is huksha l'shchita, it says v'samach v'shachat, and by shchita we know nashim are kosher, so there's a havamina to say that even though it's mitzvah shazman grama, women would be chayavos in that mitzvah shazman grama. That we have such a thing, that whenever we have such mitzvahs that are mitzvah shazman grama, that women are chayavos because there's a hekish between that mitzvah and another mitzvah. For instance, Pasuk says, don't eat chametz, eat matzah on Pesach. What makes women chayiv in the mitzvah of achilas matzah? After all, it's mitzvah shazman grama. So the Gemara in Pesachim darshins, kol sheyeshno bebal tochal chametz, yeshno bekumachal matzah. Anyone who's included in the prohibition of eating chametz is included in the chayiv to eat matzah. So that's enough to be mechayiv a woman in the mitzvah shazman grama. So I would have said the same over here. A woman is included in shechita, and there's a hekish between smicha and shechita. That would be enough to be mechayiv a woman in the mitzvah shazman grama of smicha. Now the Sfasemis writes that since the guf hakravas hakarban is also zman grama, because hakravas hakarban is only done by yom, and still women bring karbanos kanashim, and the women bring karbanos just like men, and azava and yoledes, it's beferish in the pasuk, azava and yoledes have to bring karban. That's the havamina that smicha would be done. That it's part of a larger process, and that larger process is all zman grama, and nevertheless women are chayavos. That's why I need a special drasha, and I wouldn't have excluded women from Smicha. That's second Teretz. That's Svasemis. Emek Bracha writes, based on what he goes at length to prove, that the Iker Din Smicha, the Emek Bracha Tainas, is a din in the korban and not a din in the person. So he says, that's why I need a special drasha to tell me that women need to do Smicha. It's not about the woman. It's about the korban. So it comes to tell me that the Maisa, granted, women are part from the mitzvah, but over here it's not about your personal mitzvah. It's that this korban's only kosher with the smicha. So that's why I need a special pasuk to tell me that it's not kosher without a smicha. Now the Turi Evan gives an answer that's much more inclusive in Chagigah and after Zayin and Beis. Turi Evan has a famous chiddush where he redefines mitzvah seishas man grama. Turi Evan suggests, other achronim say the same thing, that something is only called a mitzvah seishas man grama in a situation where the zman kavua for the mitzvah is kavua va'omed, to the extent that if the zman passes, the mitzvah is never coming back. There's no way to make it up. Shofar, sukkah, lulav, chagiga, ri'iyah. As soon as the yontif is over, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. Right? The mitzvah, it's not coming back. Next year, it's a new mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah. That mitzvah is never coming back. But when it comes to smicha, yeah, the Torah says it has to be done by yom, not by laila, but the laila is not mevatel the mitzvah smicha. Sun will rise again tomorrow, and the mitzvah smicha will come back. He says that's not called zman grama. Zman grama is only if it's not going to come back around the next day. That's the famous chiddush of the Turei Evan. Okay, says the Gemara. I understand cherishot v'katan can't do smicha. They're not bnei dayan. They don't have any das. Over chavim also it says bnei Yisrael. So obviously that excludes of the kochavim. El asuma my time malo. Why can't suma do smicha? So if chisra avisa bar avdimi chad amar asya smicha smicha mizikne eda v'chad amar asya smicha smicha me olas ri'iya. We learn it from somewhere else. Either we learn it from zikne eda that the members of the Beis Din have to be clear of any mum and including they can't be blind, or we learn it from the olas ri'iya that the olas ri'iya needs smicha and olas ri'iya obviously cannot be done by suma because we dar. That the pasuk is just like you come to be seen, you also come to see. That's yira yira'eh. So if a person is a suma, so he's not going to. The Gemara I think even has a drasha that a suma ba'achas me'enav isn't chayv in olas ri'iyah, because just like you are seen kaviyachal by two eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to see with two eyes. So l'man yamar me'olas ri'iyah my time eliyolif min zikne eda. So if you're going to darshan from olas ri'iyah that a blind person doesn't do smicha, why do you not learn out from Zikne Eida? So we say no dan yachid mi yachid ve dan yachid mi tzibur, because we'd rather learn out the chiyuv of a yachid or the patur of a yachid from the chiyuv or patur or psul of a yachid rather than learn out from a tzibur. So that's why we're not going to learn Zikne Eida. Zikne Eida is a din in the tzibur. It's not a din in a yachid's karban. So that's the or in a chiyuv of a yachid. Ulamandi yalif mi Zikne Eida. My time will yalif mi olas ri'iya. If you can learn from Zikne Eida, why not learn from olas ri'iya? So done in midi dichsev be'smicha begufei. Mi midi dichsev be'smicha begufei. We want to darshan something about which it says smicha by it to something that says smicha by it. Afuke olas ri'iya dihi gufa me olas nedava gamra, as opposed to olas ri'iya, which we learn from olas nedava. So it never says explicitly by olas ri'iya anything about smicha. That's why anything about achiv smicha, that's why we don't want to darshan from there that a blind person doesn't do smicha. The Tani Tana Kamed Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba V'yikra V'sa'ola V'yaseh K'mishpat K'mishpat Olas Nedava. That what does K'mishpat mean? It means that you do the Olas Ria like you would do in Olas Nedava Limir Olas Chava Shetuna Smicha. And that tells me that the Olas Ria, which is an Olas Chava, also requires smicha, just like an Olas Nedava requires smicha. But it doesn't say explicitly anywhere in the Parsha of Olas Ria that it requires smicha. So that's the relative benefits of either learning from Zikne Eida or learning from Olas Ri'iya. So says Gemara, Ve'eved v'shliach v'isha. Who else doesn't do smicha? An Eved, a shliach, an isha. Says Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a braisa. Yado v'lo yad avdo. Yado v'lo yad shlucho. Yado v'lo yad ishto. So we have a drashas that says yado. It means your Eved's hand cannot do smicha. Your shliach's hand cannot do smicha. Your wife's hand cannot do smicha. So says Gemara, Kalani lamali. Why do I need all three of these drashas? Just tell me one of them and I'll know the other one. sons from that one, so tzricha. Ikas v'rachman achad havamin l'mutei eved elav bar mitzvahs. If it only would have said one yado, I would have said, okay, that's coming to exclude an eved from smicha, because an eved's not chayv mitzvahs anyway. Aval shliach de bar mitzvahu, u'shlucha shalom kamoso, emelismoch. But a shliach who's chayv in mitzvos, and a shliach can become an extension of you, so I might think that you're allowed to make a shliach to do smicha. An eved is not a bar shlichus. He's not going to be someone who can ever become an extension of you. A shliach can. So I would have thought a shliach can do smicha. That's why I need a second drasha. V'yashmin hani tarti. And if I had only these two drashos, I would say, t'lav kigufe damya. That's because these two, the eved and the shliach, are not literally kigufo. But the Isha, who is literally like you, I would think she can do smicha. Tzricha, therefore I need to be told that even an Isha cannot do smicha. So the point is that Ishto Kigufo is different than Shlucha Shladam Kimoso. Kigufo and Kimoso mean different things. Ishto Kigufo means she is you. Shluch Shalom Kamoso means the Shliach is an extension of you. He's by proxy, he's serving as you. So even when you say Shluch Shalom Kamoso, we see from this Gemara is that Kamoso must not mean Kamoso Mamish. If it meant Kamoso Mamish, then it would be Shluch Shalom Kamoso. Now there is a halacha that we have Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabo, so that's a din that we have by She'ila B'Baiwim, that a Shoel is Pata from his Chiyuv. If he said to his Evet, say V'Yisha'el in Parasi, the Shoel is Pata, because even though the Bailim is not there working with his animal, the Evet of the Bailim is working with the animal, and Yad Evet Ki Yad Bailim. So that's Ki'ilu, the Adon himself is working with the animal. So that is a concept that we have of Yad Eved Ki'ad Rabo. We have it by mitzvah. We may have such a concept by mitzvahs as well, but that's what we come to exclude over here, that Yadov lo Yadavda. That's why we need a drasha to tell me not to apply it by the mitzvah smicha. Smicha shiare mitzvah, so the Mishnah labeled smicha as shiare mitzvah, something that's not critical part in terms of not being ma'akev. Tan Rabban v'samach v'nirza v'chi smicha mechaperes, the smicha achieved cause the kapara, following kapara ela b'dam, isn't the avodas adam what's really the mechaper, shenemar ki adam hu banefesh yechaper, ela lomer l'cha, no, so it must be coming to tell me, when the pasuk says smicha v'samach v'nirza, it's to tell me, shemasal v'smicha shiari mitzvah, mala alav hakasav ki ilu lo kiper, but really v'kiper, that if you don't treat smicha with respect, namely, you don't do it, so the Torah considers it as if you're not achieving kapara, but really you are achieving kapara, meaning, bad boy, you're supposed to do the smicha. That's all it's saying. V'tanya gabe tnufa ki agavna, and we have a very similar discussion when it comes to the chiv of the waving of the carbon, when it comes to tnufa. L'tnufa l'chaper, the pasuk says, v'chi tnufa mechaperes. So I ask the Gemara, what, tnufa gives the kapara, v'aloin kapara l'badam? Shenara ki avadam huba nefesh y'chaper. Elomelcha rather comes to teach me shemasal l'tnufa shiari mitzvah malo v'kasav ki lo kiper v'kiper, that if tnufa is the shiari mitzvah, so the Torah considers it as if you didn't get the kapara, but you did get the kapara. Then the Mishnah went on to say al harosh. How do you do the smicha? Two hands on the animal's head. Tan Rabbanan, yado al harosh v'lo yado al tzavar. That you have to put your hands on the animal's head, not on the animal's neck. Yado al harosh v'lo yado al gabayim. You put your hand on the animal's head, not on the animal's back. Yado al harosh v'lo yado al chaze. You put your hands on the animal's head, not on the animal's breast. Kolani lamali. Why do I need to be taught all of these places that you're not supposed to put your hands? So tzrichi diikas rachman achad. Had it only said one yado l'mutei tzavar de lo kai ba'de rosho, I would have said that comes to exclude the neck, which is the makom shchita, it's on the bottom of the animal, so it's not right next to the head. Avogabo dekayla de rosho, but the back of the animal, which is level with the animal's head, emalo, I would think is not excluded from the mitzvah of smicha. So tzricha, that's why I need that second drasha. V'yashmin hani trei, and had I had only two drashos, mishum delo shrabayi l'tnufa, avol chazad shrabayi l'tnufa emalo. I would have said that those things are not included in tenufa, the neck and the back of the animal, and therefore you can't do smicha on them. But the chaza of the animal you do tenufa on, so I would think is included in smicha as well. So tsricha, that's why I need all three drushes. Iba yilahu yado al tzad in mahu. What if your end is on the side of the animal's head? Tashma, it's on the cheeks or something of the animal. So is that animals don't really have cheeks, whatever, on the jaws of the animal. So what's the din? So tashma titanya abba bira b'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer yadol roshav lo yadol at studin by Rabbi Yirmiyah matlis mahu shetachutz. If you have a cloth, is that a chatzitza between your hand and the animal in terms of the din of a chatzitza? So tashma b'luvash le'tedavar achatzitz beinol v'nozevach. You can't have any chatzitza. So yeah, that absolutely is a chatzitza to have a cloth in between your hands and the animal. U'b'shtei yadayim, you're supposed to chatzitza with two hands. Minan imili. How do I know that's true? Amrei shalach shem akrav v'samach aron eshtei yadav k'siv yado u'k'siv shtei zebneav kolmak m'shemer yado harei kan shtei matchei farid l'chalakas of achas. That since by Aaron it says yado, but it says b'feir shtei, so we see that the word yado in the Torah always means two hands, unless the Torah specifies that it only means one hand. Also, Rabbi Lazar Amar l'hashmaita b'medrash. So Rabbi Lazar was so excited about that teaching, he went to the Beis Medrash and was telling it to everyone who would listen. V'lo Amar m'shmeid Reish Lakish, but he didn't quote Reish Lakish. He just said it as his own. Sham Reish Lakish v'ikbid. Reish Lakish heard about that and he was none too happy. Amar lei. And he's challenged him. Reish Lakish says, okay, if you hold that every time it says yado, it means two hands, lamidli l'michtav yadav. Why does it have to say yadav yadav? Actually, esrim v'dalad yadav. And he asked him about 24 different places in Tanakh where it says yadav, and he says, if it's really true, yado always means two hands, why would the Tanakh ever say yadav, two hands? So, and he asked him from 24 places, such as, a few examples, yadav to Vienna, yadav Ravlo, shikel es, yadav. So Ishtik, he had no answer. Lebasa denach daite, once he calmed down a little bit, Amalei, once Reish Lakish calmed down a little bit, Amalei, my time elotemeli, yadav tismicha ka'amri. So why didn't you ask me about yadav of smicha? So b'smicha nami k'siva yismoch as, meaning, why didn't you answer me that no, when I say that every time it says yado, it means two, that's only in smicha. But elsewhere, yado means one, and therefore you would need to say yadav to mean two. So b'smicha nami k'siv yismoch as yadav alav v'yitzaveihu. So he said, but by smicha also you have such a din, such a phrase of yadav, such a word being used, yadav, by smicha also. It says v'yismoch as yadav alav v'yitzaveihu. So he said, nah, that doesn't count. Smicha de behema kamri, we're talking about smicha of an animal, that's smicha on a person. Let's just finish up. U'machem shesom k'n shocht and take off the smicha shchita, ma'ika amar. What's the Mishnah saying? Is it one din, two din, and what does the Mishnah mean over here? Hachi kamar. What the Mishnah means is as follows. B'makom shesom k'nshochtin, you need to do the shechita in the same place, the same location that you do the smicha. Why should I take off the smicha shechita? That's a function of the din of take off the smicha shechita. Location is also a function of that din. Okay, we'll pick up the Mishnah tomorrow.